Have you ever been to Germany, to the Black Forest? Magnificent. Well, then, perhaps you came across the town of Furtwangen. Only a small place, but you could hardly help hearing of it. After all, old Nicholas Geibel's reputation stretched a lot further than the German frontiers.
It gives me great pleasure, Herr McShaughnessy.
Herr Geibel, the pleasure is all mine. It was very good of you to agree to receive me.
Oh, as to that, you must think nothing of it, Herr Mc... do forgive me.
McShaughnessy.
McShaughnessy.
As a matter of fact, wherever I go in Europe, I pretty well seem to finish up as plain Mac. Herr Mac, Monsieur Mac, it seems to ease things, so if you would care to...
Thank you. It is better, I must admit. Well, then, Herr Mac, if you would care to step into my little workshop here, I shall have much delight in showing you some of my toys.
Delighted.
Come along. There, you see them?
Goodness gracious.
I have learnt a small vocabulary of national expletives simply by showing visitors across this threshold. Alas, goodness gracious is already known to me.
Well, I'm sure I beg pardon for not being more original. A display like this deserves the best a man can muster.
You are very kind, but I must admit that you will find nothing comparable anywhere in Europe, or perhaps even in the world.
I should say not.
Now, come along, my good Hans. Let us have a greeting for our visitor.
Morning. After you do.
Simply incredible. Raised his hat and all. But how? Or is it a secret?
Oh, no secret at all. A photograph concealed inside the model. When I touch this part of the shoulder, but you may feel it for yourself. Just here. You feel it?
Oh, a lump under the coat, yes.
Then a slight pressure.
I see.
Good morning. How do you do?
I almost expected him to answer me back.
Alas, the one thing that cannot be possible. I can provide bodies, movements, voices, but not brains or senses.
And they can speak only when you want them to. How ideal. I wish you'd had a hand in making some of my acquaintances, Herr Geibel.
You must not say that, Herr Mac. God is the only creator. I am merely a humble mechanic.
Not quite, Herr Geibel. You are something much more rare. An artist.
You are very kind. But come, you must see some of the others. How do you like my little grey donkey, for example?
Why, he's perfect. A masterpiece. I suppose you've given him a pretty good bray.
You would like to hear him?
Oh, certainly.
Then you shall. In this case, the merest pressure upon the base of the left ear. So, and...
Absolutely lifelike.
Thank you. But you should see what he will do when I press the base of his right ear.
May I?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Later, perhaps, Herr Mac, in the open air. You see, pressure at that point sets him trotting for 2 hours.
2 hours?
By means of stored electricity. And at twice the pace of the real article, you can imagine what would happen if he started doing it in here.
I can. Well, then, what else have you to show me, eh? Who's this fine old fellow with the drinking stein and the pipe?
Ah, one of my latest creations. A great favorite with the townspeople here. They say that after this I can make a man capable of doing everything that a respectable man need want to do. A respectable man, mark you, Herr Mac.
And am I to see what this most respectable gentleman can perform?
With pleasure. Have you a match?
A match? I think so.
I must just open this bottle...
That looks like beer.
It is. Have you the matches?
Oh, yes.
Good. Then first, I pour this beer into our friend Stein. So. Now, if you will stand ready to light his pipe for him when he begins to puff...
Oh, I don't believe it.
You will see. Ready?
Carry on.
Light his pipe, please.
This is fantastic.
And now he gets thirsty. Watch.
Wonderful, Herr Geibel. Never in all my life have I
seen... He has a hollow inside, you understand. He can drink more lager beer at a sitting than any average free German student.
Which is saying something, eh?
Quite so. But come along, my dear sir. There is much more for you to see. That skeleton there will dance a hornpipe, and that life-sized lady behind him will play his tune on her fiddle. Then over here we have a cat which has had every dog in Furtwangen in pursuit of her.
But all this was many years ago, not long after the turn of the century, in fact. I never met old Geibel again. When I chanced to hear something of him, it was shortly before the outbreak of the Kaiser War. It was in a tragic context, indeed. These are the facts as they were related to me.
You'd be in your workshop.
Oh, never mind, never mind, Olga, my dear. Good heavens, is that 3 o'clock already? I have had a sleep. Now, who have we here? Ah, little Trudy, I see.
Good afternoon, Herr Geibel.
Oh, I say. You must come more often, my dear.
Papa, this is Irma Kleinman.
No, it couldn't be. Why, last time I saw you, you were only up to my thigh.
And you gave me that little clockwork cat that mewed. I've still got it. Doesn't mew anymore, but I shall never, never part with it.
Well, I never. You must drop it in sometime. Perhaps some slight adjustment.
Papa, the Fallens are to give a ball.
The doctor, a ball? Whatever for?
Oh, so that all the young ladies of Furtwangen will get acquainted with all the young gentlemen. And then there'll be more work for the doctor to do.
Trudy!
No, you can't meet. Oh, but you're joking, of course. I should know my little Trudy by now.
Oh, really, Papa? It's for their own baby. He'll be 2 years old soon.
And for some reason, Frau Fallen thinks it should be marked by a dance.
Oh, I see. And shall you all be going?
Oh, yes, and you too, Herr Geibel. Your papa's invited, isn't he, Olga?
Dear me, I think the workshop is more appropriate than the ballroom for an old fellow like me.
What nonsense!
I dare say you'll find plenty of others to dance attention on you.
Oh, dance attention, perhaps, but not dance.
Not dance? But at a ball.
Trudy means there seem to be fewer men who can dance at every ball you go to.
And she's right.
Yes, and don't the ones who can dance give themselves airs? They make quite a favour of asking you.
And how stupidly they talk. They always say exactly the same things.
How charming you are looking tonight.
Oh, I do wish they'd think of something new to say.
Oh, no, seriously, I never mind how they talk. If a man dances well, he may be a fool for all I care.
He generally is. I go to a ball to dance. All I ask of a partner is that he shall hold me firmly, take me round steadily, and not get tired before I do.
Then a clockwork figure would be the thing for you, Trudy, like the little cat Herr Geibel made me.
What a marvellous idea! A clockwork dancer!
Better still, an electric one that would never run down.
Oh, what a lovely partner he would make. He would never kick you or tread on your toes.
Or tear your dress.
Or get out of step.
And he would never want to mop his face with his handkerchief. I do hate to see a man do that after every dance.
Why, with a gramophone inside him to grind out all the stock remarks, you wouldn't be able to tell him from a real man.
I would.
Trudy!
I meant... Well, he would be so much nicer than a real man.
Oh.
So what about it, Herr Geibel? If I offer you the commission, do you accept?
Oh, dear me, what a notion. Trudy, my dear, I do believe you're incorrigible. You'll come to a bad end.
Herr Geibel, that's the most encouraging thing I've had said to me this week.
No, on second thoughts, I'll continue to make do with real-life partners. Their conversation may be predictable, but sometimes they aren't. Your mechanical man will be far too well-behaved.
Dear me. I'm only thankful none of my toys can hear you. They'd be shocked. Shocked? I'd better go and make sure they're all in their places and out of earshot. Goodbye, my dears. Come again soon.
I'll be in the center, Geibel.
Now then... Bless my soul. Something wrong here. Now, what on earth is...
Papa!
Oh, Olga, my dear, back so soon. Balls never used to finish before dawn in my day.
Dear Papa, it will soon be dawn. Mm-hmm. And you've been working here all night. How many times have you promised me that you...
I'm sorry, my dear. My toys take hold of me so. Then did the good Mrs. Dr. Follen give you a nice ball?
Oh, yes.
You don't sound overjoyed.
Oh, it was nice enough. Very nice, Papa.
But rather dull.
Well, yes. Oh, dear. Trudy was right the other day. Men are such bores. At least all the ones we seem to meet round here.
Someday, my dear, you may be glad of a husband who's a bit of a dull dog. When it comes to making a comfortable, secure home, they have their points, you know.
Oh, I dare say. But if all they can say now is,
what a warm day it's been, or do you care for Wagner?
What are they going to be like to be with day in, day out?
Ah, me. Well, I'm glad I didn't go. Believe me, Olga, some of the local women are every bit as dull as you find the menfolk.
Oh, I know. But, Papa, you must go to the next one next month.
Another ball? At the doctor's?
No, your friend, old Wenzel, the timber merchant.
Wenzel?
He announced it this evening. To celebrate his niece's betrothal.
His niece? Not Jane.
Marianne?
Oh, no, it couldn't be Marianne. She's only a child.
18, Father.
18?
Just 18 and betrothed already. And here am I, 22 and not so much as...
Well, I must certainly go to that one. Oh, yes, indeed. This is going to cost old Wenzel a few glasses of hock and one or two of his best cigars. Anything the matter, my dear?
Dear Papa.
Thought you were looking a little melancholy. Quite all right, then.
Dear, funny old man, I love you very much.
Well, I can't think why, but bless you for it, my child. Now, where did I put that screwdriver?
Father, you are not going to touch another thing on this bench tonight. It'll soon be morning.
Dear me, so it will. I get quite carried away by my little toys, you know.
I do know.
The ball at Wenzel's, do you say, next month?
Exactly 4 weeks from today. Now, Father, do come along.
4 weeks. Yes, I think I could.
Oh, what did you say?
Oh, nothing. A waltz orchestra?
Yes. Nothing but waltzes all night. Papa, I'm so glad you'll come.
Oh, I'll be there, all right. I shall certainly be there.
Darling, we've been looking for you all over the place.
I would have been here sooner.
Where is Papa Geibel? My favourite man in all Fort Wangen, and I do believe he hasn't come.
Oh, but he must come tonight of all nights.
Oh, he'll be here. After the trouble I had to get him into his best collar and bow, and leaving me every second my back was turned, to run off back into his workshop.
His workshop tonight? What on earth for?
Well, it's no use asking me. The place has been out of bounds to everyone for the best part of a month. As soon as he hears me coming up the steps, he dashes out, pulls the door to behind him, and turns the key. Well, I waited as long as I could tonight, and then I simply called out that I was coming on alone. And he called back that he'd be along directly. Oh, I do hope he won't forget.
We'll see about that. Half an hour, and then I shall go and fetch him myself. He won't slip away from me, you'll see.
Oh.
At any moment, that dreary Hofmeyr will be bearing down on me. I simply had to promise him the next one. Who's going to be your tormentor, Trudy?
You won't believe it. Old Colonel Lynch.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. They see a girl at Badenhausen had one of her eyes permanently damaged by the tip of his moustaches when he tried to make a turn too quickly.
Brendel, the corn merchant, asked me the moment I got inside the door.
And much good may he do you.
Oh, how I hate dancing with that man. I can feel his wife's eyes boring into the back of my neck the whole time.
No one ever dances with her.
At least of all, Brendel. What did I tell you? Here comes my colonel. Just look at the way he walks. as though he's forgotten he's left his horse in the cloakroom.
Fräulein Wiedemann, I believe doing honor. Next waltz.
Dear Colonel Lenz, you do me the honor.
Be getting on floor. Fräulein. Orchestra, capital, really. First class.
Fräulein Kleinmann.
Oh, Herr Hoffmeier.
I understand, believe that is to say you have done me the honor of...
Our waltz, Herr Hoffmeier, of course.
My arm.
Here comes your corn merchant, Olga. Do have lots of fun. Coming, Herr Hoffmeier.
Well, I'm good. I have, I believe, the honor.
Won't you just try waltzing with a man who thinks he's still on horseback?
Or a corn merchant. Another year in this town and I think I shall go mad.
Any sign of your papa yet, Olga?
I can't see him.
Then let's go and fetch him.
Oh, but we can't do that.
Can't we? Just watch me then.
No, Trudy, wait. Isn't that Herr Geibel just coming in?
Where? Yes. Well, thank heaven for that.
He's got someone with him.
Oh.
A young man. Handsome. Who is it, Olga?
I've no idea. Papa said nothing to me.
Old Vendrell's talking to them. Let's go and see.
Yes, come on, Olga.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to present to you my... our old friend, Herr Geibel, and his friend,
Lieutenant Fritz.
Lieutenant Fritz, ladies and gentlemen.
Fritz, my dear fellow, bow to the ladies and gentlemen.
It's a dog!
Now, don't be shy, Fritz, old fellow. Come down and let the ladies and gentlemen see you properly. He walks a little stiffly, but then walking is not his forte. He is essentially a dancing man. Knowing that our host was to engage an excellent orchestra this evening, I have only taught Fritz to waltz as yet, but at this he is faultless.
This is incredible, Geibel. You mean you've taught a doll to waltz?
I may say he learnt very quickly. But come now, which of you ladies may I introduce him to as a partner?
Oh.
He keeps perfect time. He never gets tired. He won't kick you or tread on your dress. He will hold you as firmly as you like and go as quickly or as slowly as you please. He never gets giddy. And he's full of conversation. Oh, yes, yes. Now, come speak up for yourself, my boy.
May I have the pleasure?
He sounds just like Hoffmeier.
More lifelike.
Come along, ladies. Don't be shy. Ah, there you are, Irma. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Fräulein Kleinmann here who first conceived the idea of a mechanical dancing partner.
Bravo, 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 bravo.
Therefore, who more appropriate to partner the gallant lieutenant in his first waltz? Yes. Yes.
May I have the pleasure?
I? Oh, no, I...
Oh, see, he's disappointed.
Papa.
Well, then, who will be the first? I promise you, ladies, you'll be forming a queue when once you've seen him go round. Now, who shall it be?
I will dance with your friend, Papa Geibel.
Trudy.
Of course, I might have known. Ladies and gentlemen, Fraulein Biedermann has accepted Lieutenant Fritz for the next waltz.
Oh, but he hasn't asked me yet.
Come along, my boy. What do you say to that?
May I have the pleasure?
Sir, with all my heart.
Well done. Now stand close to him. Now, I place his arm about your waist, so, and I secure it in position. Thus. Now you take his other hand in yours.
Like this?
Exactly. The fingers of that hand are the controls. Press his thumb to start. Here to go faster. You understand?
Yes.
Press here to go slower, and here to stop.
Why, it's simple. Is that really all I have to do?
Well, don't forget to dance, of course. and when you feel like some conversation...
Oh, can he say other things as well?
Indeed he can. Lieutenant Fritz is fully equal to the social graces, I assure you. When you want him to talk to you, a slight extra pressure with your hand on his waist. There. And you can leave him to do the rest.
Let's hear him now.
Yes. Oh, that isn't necessary. You'll hear him from the floor. Oh. Now, Herr Music Master, are you ready?
All ready, sir.
Then begin. Press the thumb to start.
It's miraculous, Geibel.
Capital, first class.
See how smoothly he moves.
How handsome they look. Papa, are you sure it's all right?
Of course, my dear, of course. Now, truly, my dear, let's hear him speak.
All right.
How charming you are looking tonight.
Bravo!
What a lovely day it has been.
Well, go on, talk back to him. The poor fellow's trying his best.
Do you like dancing, Fräulein?
Yes, I adore dancing.
How well our steps agree.
Yes, don't they?
Isn't waltzing delightful?
It is delightful with you, sir.
You will give me another, won't you?
Sir, my card is rather full.
Oh, don't be so cruel.
Very well, then, I will.
I could go on dancing forever with you.
I've never enjoyed dancing so much in my life.
Now then, everybody else on the floor. It's all right, isn't it, Geibel?
Perfectly. As you will see, ladies and gentlemen, Fritz is taking her round in a complete circle. Be careful not to knock against him or you will alter his course. Are you enjoying it truly, my dear?
It's heavenly. May I go faster now?
Whatever you wish, you're managing it perfectly. What, Olga? Ilma, not dancing, children?
Not this one, Herr Geibel. Later, Papa.
Well, you just sit here and enjoy the music and watch your friend. I dare say you'll be ready to take your turn with Lieutenant Fritz later.
Come along, Olga. Let's sit over here.
Yes, I'm coming.
As for us, old friend, I had a couple of bottles of hock put out over in the counting house where we shan't be disturbed. Had me quite worried when I thought you weren't turning up.
Hock, eh? Well, that is a nice surprise. By the way, do you still import those Havana cigars we used to smoke together sometimes?
There's a box waiting for us in the counting house.
There is? Then why are we waiting here?
Well, your father really has given them something to talk about tonight. It'll be all over the town in the morning.
I know, but I don't like it, Irma. These nearly human models of his, well, they frighten me somehow.
I know what you mean. When he asked me to dance with it, I just couldn't. I suppose I'm just a coward.
No.
Its eyes seem to stare so. And when it spoke without moving its eyes, only its mouth, it seemed so...
Yes, I felt it too. Oh, I so often wish Papa would just keep to making his little rabbits and singing birds and things like that. They're so beautiful. So clever and yet still beautiful. them, how fast they're going.
Oh.
People are leaving the floor. They can't keep up with them.
The conductor's looking round. He looks exhausted. Some of the players have stopped. They're putting their instruments down. Irma, look. They can't go on.
She's waving to us.
I don't think so.
Trudy! Hadn't you better stop, dear? She'll make herself so tired.
She doesn't answer.
Is something the matter?
Something's wrong.
Gable! Where's Gable?
Where is he?
Oh, she's fainting.
Her head's flopping about.
I'm going to stop it.
Oh. Hold him over.
Threw him off.
It's changed direction. It's going mad.
I'm here. What is it? What is it?
Stop it, Papa. Stop it.
Oh, there's blood on her dress.
On her face.
Blood. Stand still. Leave it to me. Keep away. Get the women away. Don't let them see. They mustn't see.
The Dancing Partner by Jerome K. Jerome was adapted for radio by Michael and Molly Hardwick. The cast was Papa Geibel, James Hayter, Brendel, Rolf Lefevre, Trudel, Sheila Grant, Olga, Shirley Cooklin, Colonel Lenz, Peter Pratt, Hans Fritz, Malcolm Hayes, Irma, Patricia Clapton, Hoffmeyer, Anthony Hall, Wenzel, Austin Trevor, and McShaughnessy, Alan McClelland. Special effects were by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The music was arranged and conducted by Denya Barlow, and the signature tune was by Ron Grainer. The producer was Charles Lefeu.